Some niggas make millions, other niggas make memes.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I feel kind of childish because I'm a college student making a video on how to make memes. But first of all, I am childish. And just hear me out. Memes were once a gold mine on Instagram for humor, but now it's used for so much more. Memes make the world go round. I'm putting on a t-shirt. Gary Vee is the number one entrepreneur on Instagram right now with over 6 million followers. And guess what? He follows the motherfucking meme format. Brands are also using memes because it's the only way to connect with our generation, Gen Z. For example, let's take a look at Chipotle's Instagram page.
Is this a restaurant or Daquan?
Here's Slim Jim. Sunny D. And there's probably a lot more accounts like this. Let me know down in the comments if you see any of them. Whether you're a content creator or a meme enthusiast or you're into marketing, making memes is a great skill to learn because it's not that difficult to pick up. So I'm also gonna give some of my advice for running a meme page along the way. I feel like Sensei from Club Penguin, but for memes. There are just two apps you need to make memes on your phone. That's it, just two. One's called Pictofile. Don't know if I'm saying that right. Also, don't know why they picked that name for their app because it sounds just like pedophile. The second one is called Square Video. And optional if you want to do collages or do some cool effects, you can get the app called PixArt. So the first step to making a meme is to find a picture or video you can put text on top of. I'm gonna recreate this Chipotle picture, but make it better. Okay, so I just realized that Chipotle just tweeted the picture and like took a screenshot of it. I'm gonna show you a different way to do this. You can use PixArt to stitch them together. I'm about to prank my cat. Ew, my phone's gonna smell like cat food. Thanks. Hey, you just got pranked. I'm not sure what it is about side-by-side pictures, like if it's psychology that people are like enticed to click on pictures that are side-by-side. But in my experience, they do super good on Instagram, so definitely try out side-by-side pictures. They get hella likes. Okay, so I'm just gonna use PixArt. Let's go into grid under collages. And then we're gonna pick the two pictures. Let's see, what ratio do I want? I think I want 3:2. Oh yes, that's the one. Now we're gonna just save this picture. Okay, now we're gonna go into Pictofile and add a caption. Pictofile pedophile. Why did they pick that name? The right tab of this app has a section called meme makers and you have a bunch of options, but what we're gonna pick is alt border caption. Step one, import your picture. Step two, add a caption. What my cat food sees. Versus what my cat sees. Makes no sense, but let's go with it. Step three, save the picture.
Step four, subscribe.
Step five, celebrate! Your meme is now done. It's not rocket science. Okay, and an additional step you can do to make your post look nice and pretty on your feed, use the app called Square Video to turn it into a square. You see, the problem with Chipotle's picture is that they didn't turn it into a square, so it just looks ugly on their feed, period. Next, you have to post the picture. Sometimes I have a consistent schedule, and I've noticed that Instagram definitely rewards me in the algorithm when I do that. So I think the best way to do this is to give yourself a schedule. So just tell yourself, okay, I'm gonna post 3 times a day, once at 12 p.m., once at 3 p.m., and once at 8 p.m., and then just stay on the grind because meme pages have to post a lot to gain followers. And you have to stay consistent if you want to grow your page. Also be sure to
do this thing for club.
That's right, I mean tag people, add a location, use a bunch of hashtags, just do it all. I opened up TikTok for just a second and then just spent like 30 minutes on it. And now my cats, oh you can't see them, but wait, can you? They look like they're about to sleep, so I'm going to Okay, so meme page life hack number three. Unless you have a decent following, don't try to use the hashtags that everyone else is using because look at it this way, because then it's kind of hard to compete in Instagram's algorithm because so many people are using it and you basically need clout to get more clout. So use hashtags that people are still searching up, but look for ones that aren't as competitive. You want to be a big fish in a small pond. Oh, I'm talking too loud.
I'm sorry.
And lastly, feel free to advertise on my page. I don't really care, but you better be following me. You can also DM me your memes and I might repost them and tag you or just put them on my story. I'm the type of person who wants everyone to grow together, so we all going up in the meme world. But listen, the key is consistency. Most people just do it for a week and they get tired and stop, but like, you're not gonna get anywhere in a week. It could take months or even years, so keep hustling. If you want all this information and some other Instagram secrets, be sure to check out my website because I put a guide on there. Oh my gosh, this cat has anxiety. Okay. Hey, chill. I'm just trying to love you. My Cactus Bucket hats are also on the website. Go check it out. Good luck, Meme Nation. It's all up to you now. If you're still watching this, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a like because it makes me feel good. I make college videos and social media videos and whatever else I want. Thank you for watching and go chase that clout. They do anything for clout.
Your car's extended warranty.
I don't have my license. I keep fixing my hair because I don't know how I want it to look on camera, and like, you can probably tell each time I change it because it's green. Because I like money. What you looking at? Yeah, that's right, look away. Hey, I was kidding. You can look back up. Hey. Hey. That's you.